Tiger!
Order, order.
A bumbling start to the week as the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, dropped the ball after rising to move a motion congratulating the Red Cross on 100 years of service in New Zealand.
Mr. Speaker,
the Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
It is a very important day where the Red Cross are being recognised for their contribution to New Zealand. It's my intention to read the motion.
So you're seeking leave to
reflect that. Sorry.
Order. Order.
Mr. Brownlee continued to hunt through his papers until his Prime Minister John Key on the bench next door came to his rescue with a copy of the motion.
I thank the Prime Minister's assistance. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House congratulate New Zealand.
Order, order, just order. Oh,
sorry.
Can the member just seek leave to move the motion without debate first?
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave.
Move the motion without debate. Leave us off for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is none. The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I was a bit disconcerted. There's been so much criticism of people in this House and procedural roles lately. Perhaps was just being a little overly cautious.
That explanation from Gerry Brownlee almost as obscure as this jibe at opposition leader Andrew Little from Mr. Key.
Every single day I've been Prime Minister, I've stood up for New Zealand. And Mr. Speaker, if the member wants me to give eight times that I've stood up for New Zealanders, I'm happy to recite them. But then again, I'm no number eight, and neither is Andrew Little compared to Kieran Reid.
Another reference linking Andrew Little, the All Blacks, and pies came in this answer that Health Minister Jonathan Coleman gave to a question from his benchmate, Paula Bennett.
What was Mrs. Tolley's full quote on pies, and what other reports has he seen on pies recently?
The Honourable Dr. Speaker, Jonathan Coleman.
Mrs. Tolley's full quote on pies was on Stuff on the 2nd of March 2009, and the full quote was, "For the kid who's just been doing 2 hours of rugby practice and needs that instant hit of carbohydrates, a pie might not be a bad thing." I've received another report today in the New Zealand Herald saying, in quotes, "If you're wondering what's been fueling the All Blacks' success in the Rugby World Cup, it's pies." The article goes on to say, and this is from the All Blacks, "We have a dietitian. We love the pies, and it seems to be working for them." And I suggest to Andrew Little, if he's going to turn up in London and mix with them, he might not want to tell them he doesn't like their diet because they might think he's a bit of a wuss.
Between jibes from Mr. Key and his ministers, the Leader of the Opposition managed to put some questions to the Prime Minister.
Is he aware that his government has approved the sale of 270,000 hectares of non-residential land, or 140 hectares a day, since he said he didn't want New Zealanders to be tenants in their own land, which is a faster rate than before he made that statement?
That's right.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, I'm certainly aware that there's a process that parties have to go through. As I said in answer to my primary question, if one looks at the net approval of land approved for sale to foreign buyers, it's half the previous Labor government.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
In light of that answer, can he confirm that the Labor Party hasn't been in government and there has been a different Prime Minister for the last 7 years? And just when will he start taking responsibility for his own actions?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, mercifully for the country, I can confirm both those things. And secondly, Mr. Speaker, I can certainly confirm that we do have policies when it comes to overseas buyers being able to buy property in New Zealand, but one of them is not whether their surname is Ching or Zing or other Chinese names.
Finally, the Speaker, David Carter, referred a complaint from the Chairman of the Regulations Review Committee, Labour's David Cunliffe, concerning an alleged action taken by Maritime New Zealand in relation to the Managing Director of Maritime Management Services Limited, following evidence that she had given to his committee.
The matter of privilege raised is a significant one, an allegation that a state sector agency used its power against a person on account of evidence given to a select committee requires serious attention given the importance of free speech to this House. Consequently, I rule that a question of privilege does arise from the action taken by Maritime New Zealand in relation to the Managing Director of Maritime Management Services Limited following her giving evidence to the Regulations Review Committee. That question therefore stands referred to the Privileges Committee.
Speaker David Carter, I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.